Ding, ding.
Solo un pedazo de sueño y le han regalado temblores de adentro. Por el camino canto un bolero y el que pensaba cantarle primero. Entre paredes de un cuarto viejo, perdidos por allá por el centro. escuchó su corazón y le dijo: la vida es un juego, es un sueño. Si la dejan bailar, tremendo lío, ¿para qué mirar? Si la dejan bailar, tremendo lío, ¿para qué mirar? Mulata, mulata, eso de ella es como una nube que sube, que sube. Como ella hay poca gente que vive, que sueña y que ríe, pero hay que encontrarla. Le compró la luna y el miedo, perdidos por allá por el centro. Y con su risa gritó en silencio: la vida es un juego, es un juego. Dejan bailar, tremendo lío, ¿para qué mirar? Si la dejan bailar, tremendo lío, ¿para qué mirar? Mulata, mulata, y dijo: mía, bailando seguía y sigue bailando. El miedo fue matando los días, él perdió su risa de tanto intentarlo. Y sin remedio se acabaría, perdidos por acá, por el centro. Mientras se iba dijo en un beso: la vida es un sueño, un sueño, un sueño. Si la dejan bailar, tremendo lío, ¿para qué mirar? Si la dejan bailar, tremendo lío, ¿para qué mirar? ¿Para qué mirar? Si la dejan bailar, tremendo lío, ¿para qué mirar? ¿Para qué? ¿Para qué? ¿Para qué? Si la dejan bailar, tremendo lío, ¿para qué mirar? ¿Para qué mirar? Si la dejan bailar, tremendo lío, ¿para qué mirar? ¿Para qué? ¿Para qué? ¿Para qué? Si la dejan bailar,
tremendo lío, ¿qué más de? ¿Qué más de? are back at 101.9 FM CITR. That was music from Stereolab off the latest album, Chemical Chords. The track was called Neon Beanbag. Before that, we heard some Dubmatics, did Happy Dub off the Renegade Rockers album. We heard a couple of tracks from Nuevo Latino on the Putumayo label, but unfortunately our CD player seemed to make a bit of a jumble of it, so it's hard to say exactly what was played, but the intention was to play El Indio by Los de Abajo off the Nuevo Latino album. And for the caller who called in, that was the track that was originally playing, but again got jumbled around here by our possessed CD player number two, which I'm going to have to get an exorcism done here on it, because it's certainly possessed and doing its own thing. You're listening to the Suburban Jungle Show Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 here at 101.9 FM CITR. My apologies for not being on last week, but my father's been in hospital recently and I was unable to make it. He appears to be recovering, but not quite out of the woods yet. News here from the United States, an African-American congressman from Florida is apologizing for his comment that black and Jewish voters should not support Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin because, quote, anybody toting guns and stripping moose don't care too much about what they do with Jews and blacks. There's quite a comment. And he later retracted his statement and said, I regret the comments I made last Tuesday that were not smart and certainly not relevant to hunters or sportsmen. Rep. Al C. Hastings said in a statement issued on Tuesday. So you got to watch that one there. You got to watch what you say there down in the United States. You wouldn't want to, you know, offend the gun lobby because, you know, they could, you know, blow you away or something like that. Stay tuned, folks. More music coming your way. Right now, we got something for you. This is in honor of the beautiful day we're going to have, which apparently could be one of the, you know, last really nice summery days we're going to have for a while, because apparently the rains are coming. Yes, not quite the six-month rains, but certainly the 3 or 4 day rain coming soon. So enjoy today's day. This is music by the Rivieras. The track is called The Warm California Sun. And you are listening to the Suburban Jungle Show. Catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Right now, music.
A pretty little chick wherever you go.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to run. soon becomes a part of me. Everywhere I go, your face I see. Every step I take, you take with me.
Drunk and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Bialystock and Bloom. Good down for day. Bialystock and Bloom. Good down for day.
Nice girl. We'll be right back.
And we're back at 101.9 FM CITR. Those were the Surf Dusters off their album Raincoast Rumble. Smells Like Fish, Tastes Like Red Tide was the name of that track. The Ramblin' Ambassadors before that did Lonesome Rambler off their album Vista Cruiser Country Squire. We heard Brian Setzer in there did Caravan, and Martha and the Vandellas did Nowhere to Run. We heard the Rivieras did Warm California Sun, and Stereolab did Neon Beanbag. That's going way back there. You're listening to the Suburban Jungle Show Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 here at 101.9 FM in Vancouver. More news here from around the world. Two planes had to circle the Greek island of Lesbos for more than half an hour after an air traffic controller overslept. The planes, an Olympic Airlines aircraft arriving from Athens and a Slovakian Airlines plane, waited in the skies over the Aegean Sea. They made several failed attempts to get in touch with the control tower, which remained silent despite their increasingly urgent messages. They were calling the tower to get directions, but no one would answer. A police official said. The woman later said that she had overslept. So you got to watch out for that with an air traffic controller asleep at the switch. Forget about asleep at the switch. She wasn't even at the switch. She was asleep at home. And an 89-year-old tire-slashing granny has been sentenced to knit sweaters for her victims. Heidi Cole was arrested after a tire-slashing spree in Rockenhausen, West Germany. We don't call it Western Germany, do we? It's in Western Germany. It's not West Germany. Anyway, she said so many cars parked in and around her road, the residents could not find a safe place to cross, and she had tried to do something about it. So she slashed the tires on dozens of cars, thinking it would put people off parking there. But in fact, it has gotten her into some hot water. So there you go, folks. Don't take justice into your own hands, even if you're an 89-year-old grandmother. Stay tuned. We have more music for you. Got something here from the 80s. These are the Young MCs.
Bust.
This is called Bust a Move. Stay tuned, folks. As well, you can always catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net.
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope. So don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust a move. She says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman. And there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. They're lying on the beach perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't just stand there, bust a move.
best friend Harry has a brother Larry. In 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start clicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back, and now you're feeling really firm cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts thumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you know what to do, G bust the move.
Rock the casbah, rock the casbah.
And we are back at 101.9 FM CITR. That was music from Rashid Teja off the Future is Unwritten. That's the Joe Strummer album. Rock the Casbah, of course, that track. We heard the Young MCs before that did Bust a Move. We heard the Surf Dusters did Smells Like Fish, Tastes Like Red Tide, and the Ramblin' Ambassadors did Lonesome Rambler. That's it for music right there, folks. 9:30 in the AM, you're listening to the Suburban Jungle Show, live here at 101.9 FM. And I'll be on till 10 a.m. here. A Romanian judge arrested on corruption allegations has been put in the same jail cell as a man that he put into prison. Judge Ioan Lazar from Arad says he now fears for his life in the same cell as the convicted armed robber and has demanded to be moved to a one-man cell. A prison source said he had no recollection of his cellmate when he met him in jail, but the convict certainly remembered him. He took great delight in telling the judge who he was and that it was the same judge who put him away for armed robbery, so you got to watch out for that for certain. And more news here from Zagreb, Croatia. A terrified man survived an assassin's bullet when it ricocheted off his wife's cheek, and he then caught it in his false teeth. This sounds like a magic trick. The miraculous escape happened in Zagreb, Croatia, as the two men started arguing about an overdue debt. Within minutes, one pulled out a pistol and blasted the couple at point-blank range. He was so close that you'd think or one or both of them would be dead instantly, said one police source in Zagreb, Croatia. What I don't understand is how does a bullet bounce off a person's cheek? This is unknown to me. Normally you'd think it would, you know, it wouldn't just bounce off. That'd be nice if bullets bounced off people, but generally speaking they don't, but in this case apparently they did. What are you going to say? Truth is stranger than fiction, folks. Stay tuned. We've got more music coming up right now as well. You can always catch this show streaming and podcast. We'll have today's show on there by sometime this evening. Right now, more 80s music.
So, du denkst, es ist zu spät, aha. Und du meinst, dass nichts mehr geht, aha. Und die Sonne wandert schnell, aha. After all is said and done, it was right for you to run.
Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht, aha. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht, aha. Ich lieb mich nicht, du liebst mich nicht.
Da, da, da.
Tell me, Shotzi, is it true what they say about the way you people are gifted? Oh, it's true. It's true. It's true. It's true.
Esquecer sua maldade, conviver no abandono. Pra... para fazer sua vontade, apesar de ser sincera, tu é que me fez chorar, não faz mal, segue o destino que o mundo vai te ensinar, mas mesmo assim, mesmo derramando lágrimas, eu não te posso perdoar. Conviver no abandono pra fazer sua vontade, apesar de ser sincera, tu é quem me fez chorar, não fez mal, segue o destino que o mundo vai te ensinar, mas mesmo assim, mesmo derramando lágrimas, eu não te posso sofrido, todo meu tempo perdido, nunca mais te quero amar.
Well, rock and rollers, time for our mystery guest contest. If you guess the names of our next artist, our sponsor will send you two of the newest Beatle albums. The clue to this singer, and this is the only clue I'm going to give you, is that she has two of the biggest tits in the country.
Lejos de ti, el horizonte, línea sin fin, nubes que llenan mi soledad, pintan tu boca, parecen hablar, de esta tormenta no pasaré, el fin del mundo no encontraré, materos crujen, el día se va, nube tan negra me llevará. De tanto y tanto navegar, mis lágrimas caen al mar. El viento disuelve mi voz. No quedan huellas entre los dos. Ni guía caí en ti, en tu marea yo me perdí, navegar a ciegas esta pasión, barco en las olas de tu corazón, me pregunté cuando partí, si esta corriente llegaba a ti, solo quedé con mi ilusión, la pérdida de una ficción. De tanto y tanto navegar, mis lágrimas
más entre los dos.
And we are back at 101.9 FM CITR. We heard a couple of tracks in there from Pink Martini. We heard Mar Desconocido and Tempo Perdido off their latest album, Hey Eugene. We also heard some Boney M in there, did Bahama Mama, and Trio did Da 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 off the Best of Trio. Hope you enjoy that music there. You are listening to the Suburban Jungle Show Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 here at 101.9 FM. I'm your radio host, Jack Velvet, broadcasting live from the Jungle Room and available streaming and podcast online at www.jackvelvet.net. A 71-year-old U.S. man who was admitted to hospital with abdominal pains was told by doctors that he was pregnant. John Grady Pippen from Oregon received the surprising news as he was sent home with painkillers by Curry General Hospital in Gold Beach. Hospital staff gave the retired mechanic and logger a note saying, "Based on your visit today, we know you are pregnant." It turned out that there had been a mix-up on the hospital's computer, which caused the mistake. It gave the wrong discharge note to the shocked grandfather, who was then dismissed from the hospital. So, we're not sure, you know, if he was dismissed, what happened to the pregnant lady? She's still there? Maybe they're treating her for gout or lumbago or something. I'm not quite certain there. And a love-struck German banker allegedly staged the kidnap of one of his workmates and then rescued her so that she would fall for him. Tom Mueller, 36, from Eisingen, Germany, was desperate for his 30-year-old colleague to like him, but thought that he didn't stand a chance. Police say that he then broke into Tanya Schultz's home in the middle of the night, told her he was the boss of a ruthless kidnap gang. Wearing a mask and speaking English to disguise his voice, he allegedly tied her up and put a bag on her head while he ransacked her home for 4 hours. Then later, he rang the doorbell, ripped off his mask, and rushed into the house to rescue her, claiming that he'd frightened off the gang. What a great story. He comes to the rescue from his own mess. Anyways, folks, stay tuned. More music coming your way. We've got something for you here, some dubby stuff here from the Skanksters. This track's called Lisa's Baby, and you're listening to the Suburban Jungle Show. We'll be right back.
Keep just dancing, just dancing, just dancing, just dancing. You're not the same.
Sisters of mercy, they are not departed or gone. They were waiting for me when I thought that I just can't go on. And they brought me their comfort, and later they brought me this song. To them, you who've been traveling so long. Yes, you who must leave everything that you cannot control. It begins with your family, but soon it comes round to your soul. Well, Well, I've been where you're hanging. I think I can see how you're pinned. When you're not feeling holy, your loneliness says that you've sinned.
Back at 101.9 FM CITR, that was Leonard Cohen, the Sisters of Mercy. We heard Dub Maddox in there, did Soul Dread Dub. Skanksters did Lisa's Baby. That's it for music right there. You're listening to the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10. I'm your radio host, Jack Velvet, broadcasting here. We have more news from around the world. Janet Jackson has been released from a Montreal hospital after she was admitted to the emergency room with a mystery illness on Monday. The R&B superstar was rushed to the Royal Victoria Hospital on Monday night shortly before she was due to take the stage for the latest stop on her Rock With You tour. The singer suddenly got ill during a sound check and was taken to seek medical attention. She was discharged after a brief consultation, so she wasn't there too long. And Pop-Tartlet. Britney Spears is planning to tour the world again in 2009 after fans gave her comeback single Womanizer a big thumbs up over the weekend. The pop superstar phoned into New York's Z100 radio station on Monday morning to thank fans for their support, and then when she was asked about the possibility of a forthcoming concert date, she said a tour is definitely planned. She said, definitely next year and probably around the world. That's what she said. And speaking of big tours, Robert Plant apparently never said yes, and now it looks like he won't. The Led Zeppelin singer has quashed a report last Friday in the British newspaper The Sun that claimed he was rejoining guitarist Jimmy Page, bassist John Paul Jones, and drummer Jason Bonham for a 2009 Led Zeppelin World Tour. Later Friday, an Australian report said the tour would begin in May, but apparently Robert Plant has now said that he wants to take at least 2 years off. So chances are it won't happen. Sort of too bad. Maybe, who knows? Maybe they'll make a video, a DVD or something of that reunion show they did in London sometime back. I think it was last fall, late last fall or something or other like that. Stay tuned, folks. Got more music coming up for you here from the Herbalizer Same As It Never Was album. This is the latest album from the Herbalizer, and the track is called Amoris Bongo. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
what's Bond doing?
I think he's attempting re-entry, sir.
Thank you very much.
Очень сожалею, что мне сейчас пришлось прервать ваш сон. Как видите, вы снова в моей власти. Я Фантомас, господа.
Здравствуй, Фантомас.
Я Фантомас, господа.
Come on.
nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Thank you.
10:16 in the AM. You are listening to the Suburban Jungle Show, live here at 101.9 FM. I'm your radio host, Jack Velvet. That was music from the Ramblin' Ambassadors, Cecilia Ann. We heard the Tornadoes did Telstar. Santa Esmeralda did Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. And the Herbalizer did Amoris Bongo off the latest Herbalizer album titled Same As It Never Was. You've been listening to the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10. Extended play today. Be on for a few more minutes here, but just about to go. A few more notes here from around the world. Movie beauty Megan Fox boasts that she's the best fiance her beau Brian Austin Green could wish for because she's essentially a man with a vagina. The actress, recently voted the sexiest woman in the world by readers of a men's magazine, claims she's a tomboy who loves to play video games and watch sports. She tells GQ magazine, "That's the upside of dating a woman that's almost a man. She likes the same things that you like, but she has a vagina." Hear, hear. I couldn't agree more. It sounds like a great plan. Top five movies right now. North America's top five movies. Number one, Eagle Eye. Number two, Knights in Rodanthe. Number three, Lakeview Terrace. Number four, Fireproof. And number five movie right now, Burn After Reading, looks very humorous. And that's it for movies as well. News here, Scarlett Johansson and Ryan Reynolds did a little rushing into it. After all, the couple married this weekend, according to publicist Meredith O'Sullivan. Us Weekly reported on its website Sunday that the small wedding took place at a resort outside of Vancouver. Reynolds, 31, was born in Vancouver, the son of a food wholesaler, and I have to say that I'm quite disappointed here. After all the time I've spent with Scarlett Johansson, she runs off with this guy. I mean, she promised me she wouldn't do it, but, you know, what can you say? What can you say? There she is. She's her own woman. I have to wish them well. Ta-ta. Anyways, folks, you've been listening to the Suburban Jungle Show. Signing off here. I'm going to leave you here with some music from Blur. The track is called Park Life. Be back again next week. And you can always catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Thanks for listening, folks.
Confidence is a preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as a morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as John Scott Brewer's group. He gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that gut lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise. When I want, except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being, and then I'm happy for the rest of the day, safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it. You know, and it's not about you joggers who go round.
And they all go hand in hand, hand in hand through there. Hasta la vista, baby.